Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, on today's broadcast, the Lord placed on my heart to share 7 purposes of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. If you've been a regular listener for any length of time, you know that I believe and have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there is a large segment of Christianity, and they're entitled, if you will, full gospel, because we simply believe that the supernatural signs and wonders that were accomplished through the early church never passed away. I know there may be some Christians that will explain things away, but beloved, I just have to believe what the Word of God clearly says. He gave fivefold ministry until we all come into the unity of the faith, and it's quite obvious that we have not yet achieved that. And the Word is very explicit about the importance of being filled with the Spirit. Paul, in I think it's the 19th chapter, it's later on in the book of Acts, when he goes back to visit the Ephesians, he said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" Well, when anyone receives Christ, the Holy Ghost comes to dwell in them. But there is that other step, if you will, where there's a fullness of the Holy Spirit. The person is surrendered fully, and it's evidenced by the speaking in other tongues. That's why Jesus told his disciples, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. You wait in Jerusalem until you are empowered, endued with power from on high by the Holy Spirit. And when that Holy Spirit came on that thrilling day, what a marvelous, just to have been in that room, can you imagine what it would have been like? But the Holy Spirit came, the church was birthed, and that is the pattern for every single believer. It is not for a select few, it is for everyone. Now, let's share quickly, because I'd like to accomplish it all in this one broadcast, the 7 purposes that I'll share with you on the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It empowers us to live the Christian life. In Luke 24:49, Jesus said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." So the purpose of that tarrying and waiting was to receive power. And then in Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 18, these are the closing words of Jesus. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the gospel and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." There you go. "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." You know, I can remember back in my young days, I was very young in the Lord, and I went back to visit a sick relative in Michigan, and I was desperate for Christian fellowship, so I just went to visit a Nazarene pastor was there, and we spoke for a while. And when I shared those verses, he basically said, "Oh no, that doesn't belong in the real canon of Scripture. That was just added. That's not really a part of the Gospel of Mark." Well, beloved, that was these verses I shared with you, they were not questioned until the 4th century. And this shows you how deceptive and how disgusting the work of the enemy is, because there are about 4,200 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament, and 680 of them contain these verses in Mark 15 through 18, which I just read, and only 2 of those 680 don't have those verses. So you see how deceptive that is, and the 3 Latin versions all have them. And so, beloved, let's just not take away. Let's just believe what God said. Jesus hasn't changed. He wanted his disciples then to lay hands on the sick. He wanted them to cast out devils. And if he wanted them to do it in that time, he said, even greater works shall you do. Then he wants us to continue on because we are the body of Christ. We are God's divine expression to the world today. Praise God. All right, let's move on. The second reason is because the infilling of the Holy Spirit will enable us to exalt Jesus in and through our lives. Let me share some scriptures quickly. Acts, the second chapter, verse 33, and this was Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed for this which ye now see and hear. He says, these men aren't drunk as you suppose. It's only the third hour of the day. So this was what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And then in John, the 16th chapter, verse 14, this is Jesus speaking of the Spirit of truth. Verse 13 says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to empower us to live a Christian life, to enable us to exalt Jesus in and through our lives. And thirdly, the presence of the Holy Spirit in a full measure will give us an effective prayer life. And in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 26 and 27, it says very clearly, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's the highest form of prayer you can pray, is to pray in your heavenly language to the Lord. So thirdly, an effective prayer life. Fourthly, praise God that Holy Spirit who dwells in us can quicken our mortal bodies, gives us strength, energy. Romans 8 and 11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Fifthly, the Holy Spirit gives us a foretaste of our inheritance in the coming age. Hebrews 6, verses 4 and 5, well, it's talking about those who were once enlightened, and if they fall away, then it's impossible to renew them again. But it speaks of having tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Praise God, unto the praise of his glory. So we see that the Holy Spirit gives us a foretaste, gives us an introduction, gives us a hint of that which is going to be coming, which is ours in the coming ages. Number seven, the Holy Spirit helps us to understand as well as to apply the Word of God. You might be in a battle and all of a sudden a scripture comes into your mind. Well, that's the Holy Spirit quickening the Word of God. Let me share a couple verses of scripture. John 14, verse 26 says, but the Comforter, now these are the words of Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And in John, the 16th chapter, verse 13, again the words of Jesus, the word records, however, or howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but so whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. And then, lastly, the point I'll share with you, number seven, is to know God's direction and guidance for our lives. That's one of the precious results of having the Holy Spirit indwell us and being sensitive to Him, because Romans 8 and 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So quickly, in review, let me share those seven purposes, if you will, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Number one, He empowers us to live a Christian life. The references there are Luke 24 and verse 49 and Mark 16, verses 15 through 18. The Holy Spirit exalts Jesus in and through our lives. References there are Acts 2, 33 and John 16 and 14. And thirdly, an effective prayer life, Romans 8, 26 and 27. I'm doing this for those of you taking notes. And then fourthly, the Holy Spirit quickens our mortal bodies, Romans 8, 11. And number five, the Holy Spirit gives us a foretaste of our inheritance in the coming age, Hebrews 6, 4 and 5, and Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. Sixth, to understand and apply the Word of God, John 14 and 26 and John 16, 13. And then seven, lastly, to know God's direction and guidance for our lives, Romans 8 and 14. Praise God. Well, having shared all that, now let's ask the Holy Spirit. There's some of you who may not have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it doesn't take any special level of spirituality. It's for every believer. It's just simply receiving by faith. Father, there are those right now who desire to be filled with your Holy Spirit. They understand what your word says. And so, Father, right now, as a simple act of faith and surrender, Lord, I pray that those who desire to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, even now, Lord, that you will cause your anointing and the power of God to flow through them from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. And Father, that they will know as that they speak using their mouth and using their lips, that you will give them the words to speak of their heavenly language. Father, we receive in faith and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write. If you have prayer needs, I'm here for you. One of the joys of my life is ministering through the ministry of correspondence that God has raised up. And I look to, when someone writes and shares, I look forward to their next letter to see how God answered. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you, and God bless you for listening. And partners, thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial help. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.